All right. Okay. So we are talking about pot plants. Okay. So I'm just going to get through some of the makomos, and then we'll speak a bit of the halacha ma'aseh then. That's good. Okay. Right. So there's a few makomos in Chazal that well, we know that certain halachas, that certain mitzvahs are only connected kashur to gedilo karka. There's something that's growing on the ground. There's tumas, there's maestros, there's kilayim, a whole bunch of halachas which are toiled on things from the ground. Okay. Now, we see in different places though that there's such a thing as an atik nakav and atik ina nakav. An atik nakav means it's a pot plant which has a hole inside. And without getting very involved, it's not so simple for us necessarily to understand it, but there's some kind of nutrients coming from the ground to the sand inside the pot plant. Okay, and we see from Chazal at various places, by Chuma, by Kilaim, that such a thing also has the din of karka. So therefore, if a person were to grow tour inside a pot plant, there will be a tevel min atayra, there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to take tumas and maasros. Okay, similar with kilayim. Those are two places where we find that there is a that's an akuv has the same din as karka. Okay, an atzav she'en an akuv doesn't have the din of karka min atayra, but midirabanan it does. Okay. Fine. Now, and also by Shabbos we find that if there's a pot plant which is nakuv, if a person were to take something, cut whatever was growing out of there, he'd be chayav for tzolish. Okay. So it's not actually across the board in all areas of halacha. This thing that we say that an otzav nakuv has the din of that is nesher bet mechuba. It's not across the board. Okay, so Ashayla is, does it also apply to Shemitah? Okay, that's the person take on that it does. Okay, so it does have the same din as, so an octave knockoff has the same din as Karka when it comes to Shemitah. Alright, now, Rosh Hashanah Obach has an interesting Shayla. He says like this, okay, he says, and his starting point is that it's possible that if you have an octave knockoff, okay, with stuff growing inside, so I think the things which are growing inside, yeah, is gets nutrients from the sand inside, and that sand also is getting nutrients from the ground underneath it. Yeah, so they're all connected. Okay, and that's considered to be karka. But if you haven't actually planted anything in there, there's nothing in there now. All you have is a sand in a pot plant. Yeah. What's that status? Is there any connection between the pot plant and the ground? There's no nutrients going through at the moment. So there's nothing drawing it. There's no planting now. You want to go plant now. So before you plant, yeah, how do you view this pot plant, the sand inside? Is it mechuba now? Yeah? Well, no. It's not mechuba now. So you're right. If there was something planted in there already, so then because of the thing that's planted inside is drawing the nutrients, and therefore everything's connected. Yeah. But then you would be, let's say, you'd be high even by Shmita, you'd be high for, but you'd be into Shilas by Batira and Ksira, all those things. Yeah. But cause man that you haven't actually planted anything there, how do you view it? Yeah. Is that it's still connected or it's not connected? In Mishpora, he wants to say, no, that's not connected. Maybe there'll still be the Rabbanon on it, but it's not the Daraisa case of an artist knockoff, which is Mechuba to Karka. It's not Mechuba yet. There's nothing inside it, there's nothing drawing the nutrients from the ground, and therefore it wouldn't be Mechuba. But he brings, it was a Mechavis Mishnah, it seems to indicate not like that. The sand itself already draws out the nutrients. Okay, so that's his stuff. Okay, but again, either way, it would still be higher. It'd still be into the rabbanon. Okay, fine. That would still be. It would still be. Yeah, we'd still treat the rabbanon as karka. We did chorizo if you planted. Chorizo or zriya or something like that. Yeah.
Zriya to give with the strata because at the moment you're putting.
But it hasn't taken. But what you planted in something which is not in kubah.
Chorizo is nothing.
Even the seeds,
hasn't
actually. You're putting it in. It's only going to.
Yes.
Yeah, but the seed also it hasn't been collated yet. Okay, fine. All right. Okay, so that's one aspect of an atzis nakuf. Just as a side point over here. We see from Rashi, Adi Shainim also says that atzis nakuf, if you would have thought, is only when it's at the bottom. Yeah, if it's underneath. Yeah, if it's on the side, you would have thought it's okay. That's not called an atzis nakuf. Says Rashi, no, even on the side. Yeah, if you have a hole on the side, that's also considered to be a hole which can get nutrients from the karka. Then you ask the priest can point out, we don't exactly understand necessarily how these things work. In the Maisa Chazal have told us that's also a way of getting yanita, we're makabel, and we go with that. The top knot, but the side, yeah. So the Chazanish points out that, the Chazanish says it can go at an angle. So I guess if it's on the top, it can only go upwards. So if we can go at an angle, then that's enough to be able to draw out some of the nutrients from the ground. Alright. Okay. Now, what about in source number 4 there was there's a Gemara in Gittin, it's a Mishnah actually in Chala. There's a case of a boat coming from Chutz Laaretz, and the boat has sand from Chutz Laaretz, and it goes into the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, which are considered part of the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and if you plant in there, what's the status of these things inside it with regards to mice and trees? So, it's machlokes tanaim, yeah. Whether if the boat is not touching the sand underneath, yeah. Whether you hive in trumas and mice. Okay, well Rashi says right. Okay, hang on. So machlokes tanaim, whether the boat actually has to be touching the sand, yeah, or not. All right. The Rabbanon say even if it's not, if the fact that there's water in between doesn't matter. Yeah, that's okay. It's still considered to be mechuba, still part of the karka. Whereas the Rabbi Yehuda says no, the water is mafsik in between. Okay. Then the Gemara carries on and says, Rashi says a boat obviously can't have a hole inside, right? If it's going to have a hole inside, it's going to sink. So Rashi points out that we're talking about
according to
Rabbanan it's not. Yeah, it's made of cheres, and cheres is porous, and even though there's a hole, okay, no, my point is Rashi places. Rashi says that the Rashi is made of keres, and therefore you see that keres is also, even though it doesn't have a hole, it can get yanika from the karka. Okay, again with makabel. You see, Bashmita doesn't seem to have the same thing as glass doesn't have the same thing. Yeah, glass doesn't have the same. Okay, Maestro Tosis points out it's not, and it can't be Teres, he brings riot, it's rather, it's eight. So, yeah, Tosis understands it's a boat made of eight. Okay. Others say that no, none of these things are. If there's no hole, it doesn't make it won't work. Okay, we're not going to get so involved in that now. Okay, right. Okay, then the Gemara carries on. The Gemara says, I've got a different scenario. The other scenario is we're talking about we've got a pot plant which is above the ground. It's hanging. We put
a tripod
plant, and it's hanging in the air. So it's above the ground. It's hanging in the air. Okay. So before we had there was a hefsek of water, and now we had a machlokes Rabbanan and the Rebbe Huda. Now you've got a hefsek of avir. Yeah, a hefsek of avir, is that considered a hefsek? The more original one says it's the same machlokes as before. Yeah, according to Rabbanan, that the water is not a hefsek, so the air is not a hefsek. And according to Rebbe Huda, where the water is a hefsek, the air is also a hefsek. So they go, no, not a shiraya. You can go both ways. And you can say according to Rebbe Huda, he would by the case of the water was a hefty gust because the boat is like moving away. It's not stationary. It's borea. Yeah, Masha Enkan, we had stations in the same place, so maybe the Aviyah wouldn't be a hefty. And you could say the other hand, the Rabbana. The Rabbana over there said, by the Aviyah is not a. Sorry, I said that wrong. The water is not a hefty, because the water apparently you can treat as a type of karka. Okay, it may be because it goes into karka and the karka also has water. Yeah, whereas Aviyah, no, that's a hefty. So again, you can't bring a right from one to the other. Okay. Tosis points out, says in source number 5, it's really 7 and 8, yeah. Tosis points out that, Tosis takes on that there's another Gemara, okay. We know that, we're not discussing this now at all, but Prusbul is going to be coming up next year, yeah? Prusbul so any debts that someone owes us, yeah, so that the Schmitter is not for some of them, we write to Prusbul, okay? Not getting involved in that at all now, but it says that you need to write, Prusbul, your person has to own karka, okay? To be able to write to Prusbul. Okay, so the Gemara says that, that if you have a pot plant, which is, this is at least this is the way we take on, yeah? If you have a pot plant which is hanging in the air, yeah? That's good enough, yeah? So even though the hesed of the up, you can write the principle on this pot plant, yeah? So you see, it says this, that the avir is not considered a hesed. That's called makubah, yeah? And that's good enough. Okay, so Tosfos brings it right from there that you see that's how we hold. We hold that avir is not considered a hesed. Okay.
Even though Prusbul itself is the Rabbanan and maybe the
Rabbanan. Yeah, Enachami. Yeah. Okay. Tosfos takes on that, yeah. Okay. Fine. So Tosfos says that therefore we hold that the Avir is not a hefsek. Okay? And then let's just go with that. So Tosfos is telling us therefore that if you have a pot plant hanging in the air, that's not a hefsek, that's called Mechuba l'karka. There's still a yanika coming from the karka. Okay. And Tosfos says that's the Raisa. Okay, the Rambam seems to hold not like that. The Rambam holds that no, that is called a hefsek. Okay, but again, according to Tosfos, the fact that the air is the mastic is not a hefsek, and that's called mechuba l'karka. That's a classic case of karka. Right. Okay. Yeah. So far what we've discussed is an atzitz nakuv which is on the karka, or we think even elevated from the karka, yeah, that's considered to be karka minatoya. An atzitz to eino nakuv, we're saying is midurabon. Okay, it would be have all the halachas of shmita midurabon. Alright. Now what about if you have inside our house, okay. Many of us, this is the place where Schmitz is really shy for most of us, yeah, potentially shy for most of us, is if you have a pot plant inside your house, okay. So here, there's also different permutations. We're going to go la'at la'at. Okay. First of all, let's talk about someone who lives on the ground floor. Okay. So he's got a pot plant on the ground floor. So let's go with a pot plant with a hole inside.
Inside
the house. Okay, so remember we mentioned last week very briefly that first of all a house itself is not so posh that there's a whole dinim of shmita. We said maybe we had a steer in the psukim, sadeh or aretz. Yeah, aretz implies also a house. Sadeh means not a house, but it was a tzafek. The Chazon Ish says we should be machmir. There were those who said that you can be mekel, but the Maya said that was a tzafek. And okay. So what about if you have your pot plant in your house? So you tell me if you look at the floor, yeah, there's a hefsek on your floor. Yeah, so I should have gone back one slide. Yeah, which is by an atzitz nakuv. So if you were to have something being mastic between the atzitz nakuv and the ground, yeah, then that's like an atzitz sheino nakuv. Yeah, the fact that even though there's a hole there, but you've got something which let's say metal, which is blocking any yanika, that would be considered now an atzitz sheino nakuv. Okay, so maybe you'll say the same thing by your floor. Your floor in your house is a hefsek, and that stops the yanika coming from the ground. Yeah, so even though there's ground underneath, Yeah? But then there's the hesed. And so even though the utzit is be'etzem nachu, there's a hole there, it doesn't matter because there's a hesed. Yeah? That's what maybe you could suggest. Yeah? So yeah, there are some that do say like that. Right? So Shlomo Zalman always wants to say that that it's no different to a case of if you were to take sand and put it on a rock. If you have a rock in your sade, okay, and you put sand on top of it, that sand is considered to be karka, yeah, at least with regards to Shmita. Why? Right? He says Shmita is different to some of the other parishes of agricultural things. Yeah, Shmita, as long as there's a little bit of a yinika, yeah, that's already enough to treat it as if this is proper karka. So the fact that there's a rock there, that's not a hefsek. Yeah, apparently the nutrients can still come through, and that's enough. Yeah, so it says Hashem is on Orach. Therefore, if you have an utzit nachkuv on the ground, on the ground of your dira, if it least we're talking on the ground floor, yeah. So directly underneath your balatas is sand, yeah. Then that is considered to be it's like having plants on stand on a rock. And that's all considered to be mechubal karka, and that would be, you'd be into classic case of Shmita.
Where's this karka then?
Underneath the ground.
It doesn't get nutrients from water, it's underneath concrete.
Yeah.
It doesn't get water. Yeah.
That whole thing, you can use as being a rock. That's our Shem Zom Ora understanding. He takes on that as clear. If you were to have sand on top of a rock, yeah, that would be
kind. Wait, can I just clarify what you're saying by sand? If you say sand, sometimes you really mean sometimes you stand when you mean sand. Because on the underneath your tiles is mama sand. Sand, no air.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get this out. This is just sand. You're pure sand.
Yeah.
Would that be a headset
no.
on top of it? So that no. you can leak up from the air.
From
through
the
sand.
Yeah.
Through the tiles and into your body.
Yeah.
But I was with you until now. Where are the nutrients? In the sand under the blotto?
No. In the earth, underneath everything.
Underneath the sand, underneath the
blotto.
And the sand is behind it?
All of the thing it goes through. You know, again, whether we understand it or not. Yeah. Okay.
My final kind of leave is the idea that we won't understand. So you say fine.
Yeah, but okay, but you're not planting over there. That was Mitzvah getting the field ready. That was all field ready for. Does it look like you're getting your field ready for Harisha, let's say? That's a different side. You are. Right. We didn't say that. Even if there's rocks in a place which is, let's say, in a sadeh, yeah, that was a problem. You couldn't get rid of all the rocks there. That would look like you're getting your field ready for Farisha. No. This would be Meikra then. Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying Lucius Schmidt would be the Raisa. And Lucius Abais would be high the Raisa also.
On the top floor.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay, so that's what Shlomo Zalman Orach. Now, Rabbi Yashua says even more than that. Okay, he brings a Rosh. The Rosh says like this: there was a guy, someone who, on his roof, he put sand or earth on his roof, and he made a little vineyard over it. Okay, and there was wood there. There was there was stone there, okay, and he put this earth, this sand on top of it, and he put his vidyut in there. Says the Rosh, he's going to be chayav in Trumas HaMaisa. Okay? Why? Because that is he says that the chiyuv of Trumas HaMaisa is in something that's a normal way to sow, something which is kavua, yeah, a sand, the land is kavua, anything which meets those two requirements, you'll also be chayav min haTorah. Yeah? So apparently it's a normal thing to have sand on your roof and to plant in a mokum kavua. Yeah, and therefore you would be chayav. So Rabbi Yosha wants to say like this. Though. He says that if you take the Rosh literally, yeah, then it sounds like that you only chayav when the sand is in this mokum kavua. Yeah, the sand is on the roof. The roof is always is not moving anywhere, staying put. Yeah, the sand's on top of that. So your sand is in a mokum kavua. If you plant there, that's when you enter the deraisa. But if you were to have a roof without any sand, without any earth there, and you take a pot and put it there, yeah, you're not actually planting in a mokum kavua. You're planting in the pot plant. The pot plant itself is not kavua. Yeah, that's what he suggests. But he brings riots and others say not like that. They bring riots from this Rosh that even if you were to plant in a pot plant on the roof, you're also in to these deraisa the shayim. Okay. So according to Rabbi Yashav, it really comes out that even if you're on the higher floor, not just the ground floor, yeah, you still if it's an atid nakuv, you're still into all these shailas of shmita.
If it's outside.
Okay, in the bayis also, according to the sabah, you have to be machmir. Inside also, you're right. Okay. Okay. So it comes out as really machlokes Rabbi Yashav and Moshe and Ova. Whether you are into shmita issues when you're on the higher floor, yeah. Rav Yashar seems to say that even if you're on a higher floor, you are into issues of shmita. The fact that it's all a makom kavua and you're planting on that makom, you're into issues of shmita. Shomzam Rav only took his finish as far as the korma karka, the floor where the ground floor. Okay. The fact that it's in a makom kavua, it's always into this thing. The deer is all attached to the ground. It's not moving anywhere. Yeah. Okay. This is all by nakov. Yeah. If it's in a nakov, yeah. Or if you make it into a nakov, there's a hesek in between. Then that would be then that would be the same. Okay. Never. Okay. We're really saying. You see, from Rav Shmuel Zalman Rav, you really see it's not a hesek. Rav Shmuel Zalman Rav says if it's on the ground floor, it's not a hesek. Okay. So I said that you've got avir and you've got more of the same thing again. Avir is not a hesek, right? Avir is not a hesek. Yeah. Yeah, that's... Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what to tell you, but...
I think a makom would have been a problem from the horizon, but still the Ravani.
Okay. Yeah.
You can only say that.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Okay. What is the hesek? Okay, we'll discuss that in a second. All right. Where are we holding? Okay. Just another point of view also is that you might think you've solved all your problems by making a hashtag or if it's an upper chain and upper. It's not so true. The Chulim points out, based on a Mishnah, that if you have a pot plant and the branches, the twigs, whatever, are hanging outside, that's also that also creates a type of yunika. Okay, and the whole thing is now considered to be attached. Yeah, so to ensure that it's not a hashtag, you have to put something all the way underneath. But then you can ask me, wait a second, how does that help? Because we saw before that a nekev on the side is also considered to be a nekev. Why? Because it goes at an angle. So even if you put something underneath and your cheese and your branches are coming out, maybe they go like this.
Maybe on the shoulders.
So, that part we don't have to worry. To such an extent, I think we also said that we're not focused that much. At least when it's the branches that are sticking out, we don't have to assume that it also go at an angle. Okay. All right. Just very briefly, though. Well. Yeah, so that some of the lockers come out. Even though we said that in theory it does apply, there are lots of terufim over here. Yeah, and it seems to be that at least with regards to the malachas the rabbanon, yeah, the watering, things like that, we don't have to be cautious to this extent. To actually plant something in inside your house, there's definitely what to not to do. Yeah, that's what Chazanish said. So even then, there's what to be making about, but the Chazanish seems to be noted that you shouldn't do it. But to water your plants inside the house, again, with an atzot she'ein anachot, yeah, then there's lots of grounds to be made. Okay, so in which case the eighth then is to ensure that your any pot plant, Baba, because it's only Darabon in the first place, and you're inside your house also, yeah, and it's not clear that maybe all these things are a hefsek, yeah, okay. So by an atzos, okay. So the best eighth then is to ensure that all your pot plants are you put something underneath them if they do have a hole. By the way, the size of the hole is not so clear what it is. They say even if you have a diameter of about a millimeter, that's already enough. Yeah, so that's the kids. So that means any basically anything. Okay, just some of the things which would be mastic. It's a hard plastic. It's made of glass. It's made of metal. Those things are not mastic. This is all by regular vegetables. Regular things are not. Yes, mastic. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. By trees though, where the roots are hard and they can penetrate. Thank you. There it's not so simple. What is a hefsek? Okay. So if you have done, if there's a hefsek, and halachically it's now considered to be a atzit, so ein anachu, then you can treat it. You don't, because you can ignore shmita. Yeah, that's what comes out. Okay. No, underneath. Yeah. Yeah, you don't just further in the branches, you don't see it. Yeah. If it's made of ceramic?
Of course.
By things which are like softer things, like regular the small plants, things like that, they're plastic, glass, metal, wood, even I think. One second. Also good. Yeah. So what I was saying. So again, where you? So where you? The kasha is. So what? I hear. You're saying, what's the difference between that and the ground? That's what you're saying. I don't know. Okay, square.
So why, by the way, the maskana, why we don't say that with the rabbanan, we only can water the flower pot forever with a minimum amount of spacing? Because the rabbanan, end of the day, the rabbanan. Why you don't say that?
Say again?
Why you don't say in the end, maskana, the flower pot, shade on that, you can only water with a minimum amount, so not to have to say that, because just in the rabbanan. Why you don't say
that? Again?
The rabbanan.
Yeah?